Philip Sample, Pierre, Equity Surgeon Care. Today's date is 02/19/2024. The case is for Mr. Michael Kays. Kays spells K-A-Y-S. Michael spells M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 04/03/1978. This is a 45-year-old gentleman here with left knee pain. Period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that approximately 4 days ago he suffered a fall. As a result, incurred a large laceration on the lateral surface of his knee. Said he was seen at the local emergency room where he had several sutures, tetanus, and sent home with muscle relaxer. Said he continued to have pain, described pain as 6/10. Said pain is worse at night and keeps him up at night, period. So pain is confined to the lateral surface of his knee. It does not radiate, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Patient requested to have his labs drawn today for routine visits, and he will come back for follow-up with the results, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat 97% at room air, blood pressure is 170/105, repeat blood pressure is 154/102, pulse 91, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, left knee. Patient has approximately 17 centimeter laceration that has been sutured. There are about 14 sutures in place in good repair. However, on the proximal surface of the suture, approximately 2 sutures are out of place and the wound is open. Next paragraph, reduced range of motion to his left knee, secondary to pain, neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is left wound care. Assessment number 2, status post fall with large left lower extremity laceration. And next assessment, localized cellulitis. Go back to physical exam of the knee. There's localized erythema with small amount of purulent discharge. Tendinitis palpation, no edema, period. Next paragraph, assessment and question. Next paragraph, procedure. Wound was cleaned with betadine. After wound was cleaned, the open area of the wound was closed with Steri-Strip. Next line, Xeroform gauze was used over the wound. It was Xeroform form was secured with ACE wrap. Long leg knee immobilizer was replaced. Patient was advised to change wound every 2 days. He was educated on how to do that. Next paragraph. A patient requests for something to help him sleep and something for pain. He was sent home with the following: Atarax 50 milligrams 1 PO QHS for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Mobic 15 milligrams 1 PO daily for 30 days. Number 30, next medication, Septra DS 800/160 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.